The second paragraph in the Perek Vav, the Dionysus as Jesus. This is more or less a preface to the importance of why it's important for a person to acquire the mid of Zrizos, to be a person who's a Zoris, who's enthusiastic and does things with vigor. There's probably a better word, but I haven't got it yet. Okay. In any case, so he says one of the reasons is the tira ki teva ha'adam kaved ma'od. By nature, a person's very heavy. In other words, people by nature aren't active. Activity is against a person's nature. If you just leave things to nature, people would just be heavy and not active and not ki afrios hachumrios gas. One reason is because people basically are made of offer. They're made of earth. Right? The gashmius of a person comes from the earth and is very not refined, unrefined gas, and therefore it seeks rest. That's the nature of our physical side. Right? In order to go against the inertia, right, you have to put up a force that takes a person away from his rest. And if you don't have a force, a specific force, you're going to remain at rest. Because that's the way people were made. That's the physical makeup of a person. People, by their very nature, don't want to work too hard and don't want to be active. And serving the Rabban Shalom means avoda. It means malacha. It means doing something. It means being active. Sorosh yisgaber atzmo negativo. Yisgaber atzmo v'yisdores. A person has to go against his nature. By nature, a person seeks rest and inertia. It's against a person's nature to have a force that brings him out of that rest and inertia. So to serve the Rabban Shalom, you need avoda, you need some kind of force, so it goes against your nature. If a person leaves himself to nature, to the his heavy nature of not being active, then he sure will not be successful in serving the Rabban Shalom. That's why the Tana said a person has to be bold as an eagle, as a leopard, the kal kinesher, and light like an eagle, rots katzvi, run like a deer, the gibor ka'ari, and strong like a lion. Lasos ritzon avicho shva. If you want to do ratzon Hashem, you have to be kona these midos. We'll go back over this little by little in a second. The gam monu chachomim zal, bidvorim atrichin chizuk. And the Chachamim included in those things that need constant strengthening. If you don't strengthen them constantly and you leave yourself to your nature, you're going to not be active or actively pursue these things. What is that? Torah, Maisim Tovim. You're not going to pursue Torah or Maisim Tovim if you don't actively pursue it. If you just leave yourself to inertia. Since it's against the person's nature to be active, in order to go against your nature, you need tremendous power, tremendous energy. Right? You need a force. It's like in physics. Right? If you don't have a force, then things by their very nature are what's called seek inertia. They're at rest. Things are at rest by nature, and unless you muster up some kind of force and muster up energy, you're not going to be able to go against the natural state of things. Okay, that's more or less what I want to get up to. Now we'll go back over this a little bit. First of all, why is it like that? Why did the Rabban Shem create a person that by nature he is not active, and that if he leaves himself to just his natural tendencies, he'll be at rest? his physical side is heavy and seeks rest and inertia. Why would the Rabban Hashem do that? Seems to be very counterproductive. So I think one idea is because that's the nature of man. People were created, like the Mesil Sesharim said in the Hakdamah, we're created to have a constant conflict that we have to resolve. And the conflict is between the physical side of us, and if we follow the physical side, it's going to lead us to negative things. And if we follow the spiritual side, it's going to lead us to positive things. Now, therefore, the physical side is going to lead us to Gashmias, and Gashmias by its very nature is sedentary, is inertia, rest. Because if our Gashmias side would be activated towards negative things, right, then it'd be even worse. So it's not that the Rabban Hashem gave us the Yetzer Hara, but that's part of our spiritual side. But the nature of our physical side, without getting involved with any Yetzarim, Yetzarim are energy, positive, negative energy. If you don't have any energy, you're just going to be at rest, which is a lot less problematic than being drawn physically towards negative things. Right? You need to kick into motion spiritual things to have desires. So then, once you kick into motion spiritual things, you may kick in the positive spiritual things. But if by nature a person, without any desires, was just physically attracted to negative things, that would make this world very, very difficult. So it's a chesed of the Rabban Hashem that the physical side by itself, until you kick in spiritual taivas for good or taivas for bad, yetzer hara, yetzer tov, it's just going to be at rest, which is not as bad as it being drawn to bad things. That's the first thing. And therefore, you need to kick in desires. And once you're doing that, now you have the choice to good desires or bad desires. Okay. Now, in addition to that, when it comes, so that's from the physical side of a person, that he's just very heavy and prone to rest and to be inactive. Now, what about from the spiritual side? There also, there is an idea of not being active. Not because you're drawn to it by your physical side, but those are the four things. Have a azkanomer. First of all, why does it have to say over here, be bold like a leopard? Why don't you say be bold? Why does it have to be like a leopard? Why? It's thinking because since, by nature, a person is not an active person, you have to go against your nature, your physical nature, to do that. So the Rabban Hashem didn't put within us these qualities. They're not there naturally. They're there only if you choose to adopt them, acquire them, and use them. So therefore, these qualities are in nature, are in animals, but not in human beings. So you have to acquire the qualities that animals have by nature and make it your nature, because they're not the nature of a human being. So therefore, you have to be az kanomer. You don't have that azus as part of your makeup. It's something that exists in nature. It exists by a leopard. You have to now acquire that quality and make it part of your nature, because it's not there part of human beings. And the same thing goes with the tzvi and the nesher and the ari. All these things are found in nature by animals, but they're not found naturally by human beings. That's what he says, against your nature. So you have to find it in nature, and you have to acquire it and make it part of you. It's not part of you. Now, what are these things that are not part of you then? So that means a person by nature is not an oz. He doesn't have... Now, oz can't be the same thing as gvura, as strength, right? So what is it? So azus usually is brazen, to be bold, okay? The opposite of that is meek, which this idea, usually people don't like to assert themselves. I think that's what the best word for it. Being assertive. Being bold means being assertive. Push yourself and just want to be, what's it called, very meek and non-assertive. So that's the nature of a person. The nature of a person is to be meek and non-assertive. If he wants to go against his nature, he's going to have to acquire boldness to be an assertive person, like a leopard asserts itself. So that's the first thing. Then, a person, like we said, is very heavy, physically speaking. He's heavy, he's drawn towards the earth, he's made from earth. The earth is always at rest, doesn't move unless the wind blows it or whatever. Doesn't have any inertia of itself to move. Its inertia is to be at rest, and we are created from earth. So by our physical nature, we're heavy people. Therefore, we should be like a nesher. A nesher is light. Light meaning that it can fly, can soar. So you have to acquire that midah that's in nature by the ego to be light, to be active. So the first thing is to be assertive. The next thing is to be light and active, to be able to move and soar and grow and ascend to higher levels.
That implies that the nesher is more directly against this kvedus.
Right.
He's mashma, all four of them are. I understand it's called differently. His kalam is more like flexible. Like it's like a das kal, kala. Things can jump from one to another.
Yeah, but a nesher, the kal kanesher means a nesher, the medrashim say about the nesher is that it flies higher than any other animal. It has, it's light and effective. It's not drawn down towards the earth. It can soar high. Right? A nesher, where's a nesher flexible? You know, than any other bird?
The way it's able to fly higher is not because it's lighter in weight, is because it knows how to use its wings so that it doesn't it doesn't need to fling its wings so much.
No, but it's again, a person by nature is heavy, so he can't make himself light, but he can make himself have wings that he can take that heaviness and fly it above like a nesher, and the nesher has the power to take his body and bring it up as high as it could be, which is the opposite of tev of a person, for the body to go descend and to be at rest. So that's what's called against that nature. You have to acquire the nature of a nesher, that you can take a heavy body, and if you have the right aerodynamics, you can take a plane and make it go high. Rots katsvi, people don't like to run, right? They don't like to exert themselves. They're not exerting themselves, right? This is more than just not wanting to be sedentary. But even if you do, you want to walk. You don't want to run, right? You want to get along, but you don't want to put in extra effort. Tzvi runs fast, puts in extra effort, and Gibor Ka'ari Gvur is to go against powers that are Kovesh Yitzro, to be able to conquer negative forces, right? So you have the idea of being bold and not meek, right? So you are assertive, willing to assert yourself. You haven't done anything yet. Being meek means you're not even interested in asserting yourself. Here you're asserting yourself. Once you have the desire to assert yourself, you can acquire wings where you can mamash soar and take the heavy body and make it ascend. And then you can put it even more effort of running, not just moving, but running. And then you could even go against negative forces of gvura. Gvura is going against negative forces. So all these things complement each other, supplement each other, that they're all ways of basically being active. But in order to be active, you need all of these things. Because people by nature are not assertive, and they are heavy, not interested in moving, and they're surely not interested in putting in extra, effort. If they have to move already, they move slowly. And they're not interested in overcoming, negative forces. So all those four things are necessary, and those things are found by these animals. They're not found by nature in a human being, but they're found in nature by these, and therefore a person can acquire them. Their forces exist within nature, but they don't exist naturally within human beings. That I think is...
There are all kinds of human beings.
What?
There are plenty of human beings, things that are naturally like that.
Naturally active and... doers. I don't know if they're naturally. Why would you assume they're not? Maybe they're motivated, They're motivated people who have motivated themselves. If they would have no motivation, right, nothing pushing them, then they'd also be like everybody, or like
you
most people.
See certain characteristics in children.
Right.
That,
yeah.
Some kids are brazen and some kids are meek. You know, strength or whatever is different, but you know.
So what are you asking? That Lachara, we do see that some people naturally are highly motivated people. And it's not something that they acquired because they decided to do it. They're born like that.
There might be some people that work on themselves to acquire it.
Right, but what he's saying is naturally these things don't exist by people. So we shouldn't find anybody, right, that didn't initiate these qualities to have anything but very heavy, unmotivated, and yet we see that there are people, children at least, that are motivated and they didn't acquire anything.
Right.
Huh?
Those
2-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm saying even less than 2-year-olds, right?
You know, the difference
to answer
is not
that.
Intentional. The difference is when you earn it and you achieve it, it's an intentional state. With children, it's just kind of like they're being it, but they're being it in a sporadic, unconscious way.
Yeah, but that means that
that's
by nature, good. They're like that. And his point is that the nature of a human being is not to be like that. You have to go against your nature to be like that. So if it's not, how could there be people who are born to go against nature?
They're made of, so everyone gets them in a different measure. So some people are a little bit more zombies and have more energy.
But is that their nature? Then it's not against nature.
The Rebbe started off with the question: why you say Oz cannot numer? Why you just say Oz?
Right.
And it's not. It's the Rebbe answered why animals, but what not these particular animals? Because the greatest Ozos is found by the numer.
Right.
The greatest Kalos is by the nesher. Could be by other animals. They also have these midos, but not to the same extent. So maybe by people naturally might have some of these midos, but the ones that was required for to do Rotzon of Yichus Shemayim, you need the higher amount with that, which is
the most intense ones,
right? Which is not found naturally.
Okay, I hear. Maybe that's an end. In other words, he's not saying that there's no natural tendency for a person to be motivated, but the motivation would not be the kind of motivation that's needed to really do Avodas Hashem unless you acquire it. If you just left to your natural motivation, right, where really nature brings you to be at rest. But some people have some kind of motivation, but it's never on the level of these things. That you have to acquire. And Mamela, if you would just leave to your own designs, you'll never reach these levels of motivation that are necessary to really be an Ovid Hashem. Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Most people, when they're talking about what's natural and how, it's talking about different levels of energy and activity. They're not talking about motivation. I think that's a different.
Yeah, I know. Motivation, I'm not talking about motivation where you have some intellectual or emotional reason. I'm talking about just by nature being motivated to move, to get up in the morning and get out of bed. What he's saying is, a person wouldn't have any motivation by physical, you just stay in bed all day. You have no reason to get up, right? But we see that plenty of people have reason to get up.
They have pants
in
their pants.
Yeah. Right, that's what David is saying, that the reason it says these things, to show me that this is the intense level, and that intense level doesn't exist by anybody naturally. By nature, you could have some of these things minimally, but it's minimal. It's not, it can never be, unless you acquire it and put it into motion intentionally, it's never going to be to the level where you're going to need to really be an Ovid Hashem. Yeah, I like that. Sounds good.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you have to refine it, and you have to direct it, and you have to cultivate it. That's what we're going to get to. But at least that, I think that's very nice. It also explains why you're mentioning these animals specifically, to tell me it's not enough just to be an Oz. You have to be an Oz Kanomer, and not enough to be strong. A lot of animals are strong, but the Ari is the epitome of strength.